A gift from Iran's engineering community to the country's researchers. With a performance level of 89 teraflops, which means 89 trillion calculations per second, and 66 teraflops respectively, these two supercomputers are now among the world's top high-performance computing systems.
We are quickly moving forward in scientific fields, and this means that there are good prospects for growth and development, and a bright future awaits.
Tehran's Amirkabir University of Technology and Isfahan University of Technology proudly presented the result of 22 months of hard work over a video conference. Two supercomputers that have grabbed a spot among the world's most powerful of their kind. And this only 10 years after the first was built in Iran. 10 countries own the world's top 500 most powerful supercomputers, and now Iran has joined the club. These supercomputers will be used in highly calculation-intensive tasks involving weather forecasting and climate research, computing the structures and properties of chemical compounds, biological micromolecules, polymers, crystals, and of course, physical simulations.
The next stage will be providing grid access to the supercomputers. Currently, 9 sites across have been designated, and projects are underway to connect them to the supercomputers with a capacity of 3 teraflops.
With all the good news, this was definitely a great time to unveil the country's first electric hydro smart car, the first of its kind in the Middle East.
Electric cars which considered environmentally friendly need to be mass-produced over the next couple of years, and that's when these fuel cells will be playing an important role.
With a maximum speed of 160 kilometers per hour, the hydrogen-powered fuel cell can travel 600 kilometers. But the best part, especially for Tehranis tired of struggling with air pollution, is what comes out of the exhaust pipe. Pure water. Gisumish Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.